Episode 1178, Change Begins with Choice.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I pray that you are ready for an extraordinary week. You're coming off of the Easter holiday celebration. He has risen. Love has come. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And today, change begins with choice. It's Mindset Monday. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Or are you tired of the rut you're stuck in? Everyone talks about wanting to change, wanting something different. If that's you, change begins with choice. Jim Rohn says it like this: if you don't like how things are, change it. You're not a tree. Well, if you think about it, trees do change. But their trunks don't necessarily change. Their roots are grounded way deep down. And so when you're thinking about, okay, well, you know, if I really want to change it, I can. Well, a tree can't change into a flower, right? It changes as in its height. It continues to grow over time. Its trunk gets larger, but an oak tree can't become a maple tree, right? A rose can't even become a daisy. It doesn't work. It is what it is. But for us, change is possible. If you don't like how things are, change it. But first, you must choose to make a change. You might experience some differences, right? But when the temptations strike, beware. Old habits die hard, too hard. And that's when change begins with choice. It takes action to make a change. Choice doesn't come easy. In fact, the choices you make can be the most difficult decisions you make. Why? Well, think about it. Because by making a choice, you are making a commitment, deciding to go a certain direction. So ultimately, you are creating boundaries, limiting your options. But limiting can actually open up more opportunities. Okay, that's a lot to digest on a Monday. Because coming off of a celebration with friends and family, the celebration of a risen Savior, He is alive. All of a sudden, our soul feels more alive. What is it? Well, you need to ride that fire today. Change begins with choice. But when you make that choice, you have to understand that it can be the most difficult decision you make because you're making a commitment to your choice states that you are wanting something different and you're willing to take the appropriate actions to make it all come true. So let's get this straight. You want to make a change, and you know it begins with a choice. And with the choice, you have a commitment. Well, you know what you need to do, right? Make a choice to change and commit. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Make a choice to change and commit. We kind of forget that and part, that C-O-M-M-I-T, commit. Commit. Oh, do I really have to? Well, you want to change? Then let's do it. Number one. Make a choice. What is it right now in your life that you know you need to change? Oh, I've got a few things. Have you noticed some of these episodes lately? It's about change. Do you see a theme here? Spring has sprung. And with spring is what? A new beginning. And when we think about a new beginning, we think of new life. Change. It's a great time in our lives to implement change. And so therefore, number one, we have to make a choice. What do you need to choose today to make your change? What is it for you? Now, understand this. The change that you make may not ultimately be the results that you're looking for initially. So it's very confusing, I know. But the change you want, let's say you want to lose weight. Let's make it very, very simple. If you want to lose weight, then you're thinking, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds. Great, fantastic. But that's not going to happen overnight. You didn't gain 20 pounds overnight. You may think you gained 20 pounds overnight as you stand in your closet saying, I have nothing to wear. Been there, done that, but it didn't happen overnight. So the choice that you make initially may just be a little bit to influence, to get you to where you want to go, to get to that change. Do you understand? So those end results that we're in search for does not necessarily end with just that choice, that initial choice that we make. It may just be the very first step, but we have to make a choice. So let's say our choice first is, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning. Am I going to have scrumptious breads and donuts that I just love for and cereals? Or am I going to go for a more well-rounded yogurt with some almonds and a fresh banana? I know maybe one sounds better than the other, but this little choice, this decision that you have to make right here, the choice that you choose in your breakfast is going to lead you down a different path. They both lead you to a different direction. The thing is you have to choose, because the change that you want is what? Losing 20 pounds. So do you understand how the change that you're looking for may be further off than the choice that you make right now? And that's where I believe we get so boggled down with all this stuff, is I can't get to where I really want to be, because where we really want to be doesn't happen overnight. Overnight success ends very rapidly. Those who have overnight success, what? Die quicker. I'm not saying literally die, but what they're doing dies quickly, right? You think about those viral videos that happen. All of a sudden, everybody's watching them. A million upon million hits. Woohoo! We're all talking about it. Well, what happens 2 days later? Nobody's talking about it. Whoops, it's come and gone. Maybe once in a while, I'll end up back in our social media feeds and we find it again. But overall, it's come and gone. It's old news. Your change, you don't want it to be old news. So that's where you, number one, have to make a choice right now. So today, are you choosing healthy against convenience? Ooh, hard, isn't it? Yeah, we're getting real. So make a choice. Number two, when you make that choice, you decide today, this is the way to change. So you're going to begin to incorporate what you're doing to get to where you want to go, that result that you're ultimately wanting. So you decide. That decision is what? It's the big C word. It's the commitment. And some of us are afraid to commit. Why? Because when we commit, we're setting ourselves up for possible failure, but we're also setting ourselves up for possible success. Which one do you want? Well, you might as well choose to do something to funnel success instead of knowing and throwing yourself into the lion's den and fail. So why not choose healthy over convenience? Right now, of course, we're talking about losing weight, 20 pounds, our example. Your whole example may be different. If you're building a business, if you're going back to school, if you're working on your marriage, if you're trying to just get over the terrible two stages right now with your kid, any way you look at it, you can plug in whatever it is. So number one, make a choice. Number two, decide today. This is the way to change. Healthy over convenience, which is it? Come on, we know, healthy, right? So we're going to decide. So if we decide healthy, then everything from this point forward is we have to choose healthy. Now, can we deviate from that plan a little bit? Our decision, yes, we can. But if we deviate too far, what happens? Old habits die hard, too hard, and we go back. We find our way to the known route, what feels comfortable. Because that's what our brain likes to do. Our brain doesn't like change, even though it is extraordinary, amazing. It is. The brain, we don't even use the amount of brain power that we have. It is, actually, it's really kind of sad if you think about it, but I don't want to get you down in the dumps on a Monday morning, because we don't want Monday morning blues. No, we don't. What we want to focus on here is that change begins with choice. Make a choice. Decide today. This is the way to change. And number three, what is it? Take aim. It's action. Action begins right where you are. So if you're deciding, you know, the change that you want to make is you want to lose those 20 pounds. Those are the results you're looking for. That's where you're headed. You want to live a healthier lifestyle. So you've got a choice to make, right? Healthy versus convenient. So decide, which is it going to be? You're going to choose healthy. Great. I'm going down that path. It's healthy, healthy, healthy. So every single step that you take is this healthy or is it convenience? Which am I choosing here? Do I go for an apple and some almonds for a snack, or am I going to grab my famous Snickers bar? Or for me, it'd be a root beer float. Okay, I really didn't ever do root beer floats in the middle of the afternoon, but it sounded really good. So why not throw it in there? So what would you choose? Healthy over convenience, right? Apple almonds versus your Snickers. Which is it? You're going to choose the apple almonds because that is healthy. You make that step, right? That's your action. And then guess what? You're going to have another opportunity to choose again. Do you see how this just repeats itself and repeats itself? Once when you get into this rhythm and you get to choose more healthy and less convenience, oh my goodness, you're headed to where? The change. Change begins with choice. You're going to get to the results that you want. Is it going to happen overnight? No, but it's going to happen with each little step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. One step. Are you ready to take one step today towards your change that you're in search for? Come on, it's spring. It's a new beginning. The Lord has been knocking on you. He's been telling you, it's time. It's your time. Stand up. Stand out. You're not supposed to be hiding in a crowd anymore. I created you on purpose for a purpose. This is your time to shine. Are you ready? Maybe you want some help with this. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Yes, action ignites motivation. It's the action step. You want to, you know, get some help on this, oh my gosh, this choice and decision and action and where does it really all play out in my life? It sounds easy and it is easy. Actually, it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. That's why we call it the KISS, to keep it simple strategy. But the easy part is, it's really easy to slip away from it. So you want some help, click on the link and that will begin our conversation. It'll be just a little form that pops up. You can quickly fill it out. It comes directly to me. Nobody else reads it. It's just a couple questions there. An opportunity for me to get to know you. We will schedule your call and we will have our chat. It's our coffee time together. And you get to experience coaching. It's totally different. If you've never experienced it, I would encourage you to take a chance on you. Change begins with choice. What do you choose today? What is it that you want to change today? You got to decide because it's time to take action. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.